Today will Be'ez Hashem be learned Daf Chav Beis of Masechta Rosh Hashanah, which will conclude the first parak of our Bar Rosh Hashanah and begin the second parak in Ein HaMakirim, which continues to discuss various laws related to Kiddush HaChodesh, including receiving the witnesses, the actual process of Kiddush HaChodesh, and how the information of Kiddush HaChodesh was disseminated to all of Klal Yisrael living outside of Yerushalayim. Some of the topics we learn about today include the validity of a father and son testifying together for Eidus HaChodesh. Which people are considered invalid for the testimony of Eidus HaChodesh? What do we do in a situation of someone who is physically incapable of testifying? How to determine a valid witness for Eidus HaChodesh? How the Kutim tried to trick the Chacham regarding Kiddush HaChodesh? How Bezin would inform the public about Kiddush HaChodesh in the time of the Mishnah? Some of the key topics and concepts that we learn about include Eidus HaChodesh. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the new month would be determined by the Sanhedrin, which sat in the Lishkas HaGazas in the Beis HaMikdash. Where witnesses observed the new moon, they would travel to Yerushalayim to testify before Beis Din. After determining the accuracy of their testimony, the Beis Din would pronounce the beginning of the new month. Once the new month was proclaimed, Beis Din at first used a system of torches, and later sent messages to the rest of Eretz Yisrael and beyond to spread the word specifically in those months which contain Yom Tov, more fast days that are dependent upon the date of the month. Seichri Shvius. The Torah prohibits working the land every seventh year, referred to as Shemitah, as described in the Torah in Parashas Bahar. Uveshon HaShvius Shabbos Shabbos Nehiyah La'aretz Shabbos LaShem, Sod Choloi Sizra V'Karma Choloi Sizmer. Produce that grows during the Shemitah year is holy B'Kedusha Shvius. The produce of Shemitah is also considered hefker, ownerless, and anyone may come into any field and pick the produce from the field to eat it. The produce may not be sold. This is a lav haba mechla asei, as the pasuk says, v'hoisa shavas ha'aretz lechem lo'ochla, from which we learn lo'ochla v'loy l'scher. Shemitah produce is meant for eating only, and not for doing business with it. If one sells Shemitah produce, the money acquires the kedusha of Shvius, and must be used to purchase produce, which also acquires kedusha Shvius. Regardless of the number of transfers, only the original pair of Shvius and the final item retain Kedusha Shvius. The money or produce of the interim transfers are Yetzel Chul. Eidus Isha. The Torah states Al Pishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar, which teaches us that generally two male witnesses are required to testify about anything educated in Beis Din. The two exceptions are testimony about the fate of a man who we suspect is no longer alive, in order to permit his wife to remarry, in which case even one woman may testify. The second case is that of a soita, who is warned against secluding herself with another man. In such a case, the testimony of even one woman that the isha soita sinned subsequent to the warnings given to her is sufficient to forbid her from continuing to live with her husband. Kutim. Kutim were Babylonians from the town of Kusa, who were brought to Eretz Yisrael by the king of Ashur. They converted to Judaism out of fear of attacks by lions, hence the name Gerei Arois. There was a machlokes between the Chacham as to whether the conversion was proper or not. At one point, they were found to be worshipping idols in Har Gerizim. From that point, were given the status of Nachar.